If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We have some Dolly Parton news today, don't we, Dean?
Yes, we do. As if you weren't going to overindulge enough on Thanksgiving, you can add a heaping helping of Dolly Parton on Thanksgiving. She's going to be doing the halftime show for the Dallas Cowboys-Washington Commanders game. That'll be on Thanksgiving afternoon on CBS. She made the announcement with the help of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in a video yesterday. It's all going to be part of the kickoff of the Salvation Army Red Kettle fundraiser. But I don't know if it's going to be quite as lavish, but it sounds like it's, you know, they're trying to build up like sort of a Super Bowl halftime show tradition for Thanksgiving Day, which, you know, makes sense to have a big show that day, too.
And in the music news department, what's going on with Pink?
No one is entirely clear. Apparently, she's got some medical issues going on. She has not disclosed what they are, but she has postponed her upcoming concerts for the next few days. Saying that she needs to deal with some private issues for right now. She was supposed to be doing shows in the Tacoma, Washington area, but she says she'll keep her fans posted on that. Her next scheduled shows after this will be in Vancouver on Friday and Saturday. And, you know, I don't know if the medical issues are for her or for someone else or kids or other family members, but certainly for her, the kind of show that she puts on, she needs to be in perfect medical condition. She's, you know, flying all over stadiums. And
it's like Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, Mike, it's even more I love Cirque du Soleil, but her shows are even more incredible than Cirque du Soleil, based on what I saw at Wrigley Field this past summer.
This is quite an incredible revelation from Tommy Lee, isn't it?
Well, yes.
My goodness.
I'm wondering how this can even be true. But he was doing a podcast with Bill Maher, and one of the things he disclosed was that back in the day, he used to drink 2 gallons of vodka a day. Now, how do you drink 2 gallons of vodka a day?
And, I can't imagine.
And your heart doesn't stop or... know, back in the day, you know, we all had our wild days and, you know, had a certain limit that, you know, we knew.
I couldn't drink 2 gallons of root beer.
I can't drink anything. I mean, I think the last time I drank 2 gallons of anything was right before my colonoscopy. You know, they make you drink that awful stuff. But he says it was 2 gallons of vodka a day. He realizes now that could have killed him. Really? You think so? That could have killed you? But he's sober now, and his doctors have given him a clean bill of health. I guess if you go through, you know, the Tommy Lee or Motley Crue, you know, the hard life of rock and rollers, maybe you wouldn't be surprised that there was... I'm not surprised that there was a lot of drinking going on. Yeah. I just don't know how the human body can take 2 gallons of vodka a day.
Wait, how long did he say he did this?
He didn't say for how long he was doing.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe did it one day.
Maybe
and that
was a one-day-only thing. I can't even imagine how many olives you'd need for that many martinis.
Let me say something here before we take a break and get more entertainment news from Dean. Yesterday, Dean had to do an interview on television, so we only had one segment with him. So on my Twitter feed, or X, or whatever it's called, I get this message yesterday. What's going on with cutting back on Dean Richards to one segment?
Uh-oh.
A lot of us look forward to hearing Dean. Is WGN being cheap? Or Walter E. Smith cutting back? Bring Dean back for 2 segments, please. Yeah, so you want to hear how I answered that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where's my answer?
I hope you're as snarky as I usually am on social media.
Yeah. I said, calm down. Hold off on the conspiracy theories. Dean had to run... run off to do an interview. he'll be back tomorrow.
I love that.
So you've got the fans out there hanging on every word, every segment, apparently.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that I get paid by the word. So
there's no way he's going to only do one segment with us.
I try to squeeze in as many. Interestingly, Jeff Garland, from Curb Your Enthusiasm and formerly of the Goldbergs, was on the show, and I was supposed to join in on the interview. And usually it works out perfectly. If I do one segment, I can run into the studio, but they started early.
Oh.
So I wasn't even on the Jeff Garland interview yesterday. I walk in there, and they're like half done already. So, you know, maybe that adds to the conspiracy theory, is he said he was going to do an interview, but he really did not.
Dean will be back for more, I promise, momentarily.
Thank you for your concern.
Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, what do we know about the health of actor Sam Neill?
Well, a couple of months ago, I told you the story. He revealed that he is living with stage 3 blood cancer. It's a rare blood cancer. It's an aggressive blood cancer that he's had in check and has actually been in remission for the last year because of infusions that he takes every 2 weeks for it. But he revealed yesterday that his doctor has told him that sometime soon the drug is going to stop working and he's going to have to deal with this form of cancer. So he says that the news is depressing, but... you know, he's going to live every day like it's his last one, like we all should be doing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he is not afraid of dying, but the idea of retiring from acting fills him with horror. Hmm. We should all love what we do so much that the idea of stopping that fills us with, you know, makes us sad that we're
right.
Gonna stop doing what we love. So take that with whatever little problems you've got today.
Absolutely. The circus is coming to town, but this isn't your father's circus, is it?
Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day? I mean, I remember when the circus train would come to town and you'd go and watch them unload the animals, you know, and mm-hmm. It was like just a whole big tradition. Back in the day, they would put up the big tents. And it was quite the experience. You want to get a little taste of that? Go and check out the old movie called The Greatest Show on Earth with Charlton Heston and who else is in that? Jimmy Stewart. I forget who all is in it, but it's a taste of classic old Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. The clowns, the acrobats, the high wire acts, the animals. The clowns, you know, the circus has had to evolve through the years. It was no longer intense. It started, you know, going to giant arenas like the Allstate Arena or United Center that we have here. And, you know, the circus has had to constantly evolve, especially in these high-tech days where younger kids, you know, are so used to instant gratification on their phones and video games. It was tough for the circus to compete with that. And back in 2017, Ringling Brothers shut down. You know, they just kind of threw in the towel on it all. And it seemed like that was going to be the end of it. But what the Ringling Brothers has been doing for the past 6 years is reinventing itself, reimagining itself. And now has become a circus without animals, a circus without clowns, believe it or not, at least not clowns with painted faces. I think horror movies have petrified enough people. You know, the traditional image of a clown now is absolutely terrifying to a lot of people. And plenty of people complained about what they thought was cruelty to animals, having elephants and tigers and lions, you know, in these controlled environments. So Ringling Brothers has reinvented itself. They're coming to the Allstate Arena November 3rd through 5th, and they invited me to come to their headquarters in Palmetto, Florida, a couple of weeks ago to take a look at what the new circus is like. And I can tell you, I had fun watching it. It's not the same as it used to be. It's not Cirque du Soleil. It's not as artsy as Cirque du Soleil is. It's very glitzy, and I would almost call it kind of a Vegas-y style, but it is nonstop entertainment with stuff going on everywhere. No longer three rings, no longer a ringmaster, but there is just stuff going on everywhere. Singers and dancers and acrobats, and they have acts of... the bicycles, you ever see the kids that ride up and down these ramps and go upside down and things like that? Mm-hmm. They have a spectacular bicycling act like that. It's really quite entertaining. I enjoyed it. And I sat down with the CEO of Feld Entertainment that owns Ringling Brothers Circus, and she explained a little bit more about it.
We have an incredible array of acts. 75 performers touring with the show, representing 18 different nationalities, and all kinds of performance, from beautiful artistic balance to a outrageous BMX scene where we've got bikes all over the space, which is transformed into a total BMX park. We have great acrobatics. We've got a incredible crisscross trapeze that really defies the laws of physics at times. And everything in the show is fast-paced, is energetic, and really showcases the talent and the personalities of our performers.
What are the things that people will not see anymore?
There are elements that are no longer part of Ringling, and that's part of the evolution of change and part of continuing to connect with our audiences.
So the animals are gone.
We are not touring animals any longer.
And are clowns still part of the show, the traditional?
We've got a lot of comedy in this show, a lot of physical comedy, skilled comedy, and while we don't have any performers who are wearing full face makeup, because we want to be able to see their faces shine through and connect with our audiences, we've got a whole lot of clowning in this production.
All right, maybe I'll give them another try, because I hate circuses.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What is it that you...
I don't know. I don't know. I never liked the circus, but maybe I'll try the new one.
It's did you like Cirque du Soleil?
I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it's a little more like that, but it's not that artsy. It's like a... I think you might. Here we go with another Bob Surratt quote. I didn't hate it as much as I used to.
Yeah. I mean, it's... No, you don't want to hear about me in parades and musical theater and circuses.
Yeah,
and,
well,
that's
know,
enough.
There's something for everyone out there.
Thank you, Dean.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I had fun. And here's my quote you can put on the billboard.
Okay.
It doesn't smell as bad as it used to, because the animals aren't there anymore.
Okay, well, we gave him two great ads.
Yeah.
Thank you.